Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly finance news wrap for Thursday, April 3rd, 2025. Straight into our coverage for the week. First up, young Australians continue to endure the tremendous burden of home ownership. Progressive think tank Per Capita has released a report outlining stagnant wage growth as a significant block in their home ownership path. A comparison to the past shows a decline in home ownership rates from 64% in 1971 to just 50% in 2021 for Australians in their late 20s and early 30s. Our homes may triple in price while our nominal wages only double from 2003 to 2024, leaving young Australians grappling with a widening wage-to-house price gap. Add that to high immigration levels and historical policy decisions, and you have a recipe for a struggling demographic. However, it's not all doom and gloom. Per Capita's recommendations could offer a ray of hope if we can address wage growth, rejig our housing policy, and re-examine our immigration rules. We might just create an economic landscape more friendly to our young home seekers. And our young ones aren't the only ones wrestling with the ebb and flow of the economy. Australia, as a nation, copes with the reality of a prolonged recession. Despite tax cuts in July last year and this year's February interest rate reduction by the Reserve Bank, consumption has significantly dipped since mid-2022. Even as the Reserve Bank contemplates a new round of rate cuts this May, we remain to see if consumer behavior will shift from savings-oriented to a more spending-friendly approach. A shift in focus brings us to the corporate realm, where Telaria Asset Management is bolstering its operational efficiency and investor experience. The investment firm has enlisted equity trustees to ensure regulatory and compliance standards are met for its three global equity funds. They're evidently investing in their long-term compliance while handling over $2.5 billion in assets, proving their attention to detail and focus on growth. And finally, whispers of an RBA rate cut are spurred on by the easing inflation. Falling rents and slowing wage growth may have dimmed our economic growth a bit, but they also flagged a possible rate cut, which could give consumers' purchasing power and the economy a much-needed shot in the arm. That's it for the week, folks. Thanks for listening. For expert advice on personal and business loan finance, visit financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori signing off. Until we meet again next week for another round of Australia's Financial News Wrap. Stay informed, stay updated.